Blog Talk Radio.
Yes, this is Ground Zero, celebrating Loving the Movement, hosted by Anaya Betts and Reginald Clemens. We celebrate by recognizing the small steps and leaps and bounds of individuals and activist groups whom have led us further away from slavery and closer to full freedom from mass incarceration through efforts for justice reform and society at large. Today, one of the things I'd like to start with is reminding everybody about some information that I talked about 2 weeks ago in relation to Juneteenth, which is right around the corner. Yay! On June 18th and 19th, an organization called Destiny of Hope. You can go to destinyofhopeinc.org. They're going to click on Find
This call is from a correctional facility and may be monitored and recorded.
They're going to be putting on a seminar and everything dealing with economics and finances and how we work financially work our way out of slavery and further away from economic oppression in America. A lot of African Americans, most African Americans, I'd say about 95% of African Americans don't see themselves as being domestic slaves. But I'd like to ask you to ask yourself something. Are African Americans fully free? Are you fully free in America? Do you feel like you have full rights? Or do you feel like it is, as Martin Luther King said, we get half the good, twice the bad? Well, when it comes to the legal parameters around our citizenship and our full rights, the Emancipation Proclamation didn't set the slaves free. It emancipated the slaves. It didn't give us full freedom as citizens. And arguably, that's the reason that Obama was able to become president of the United States, because of his full citizenship. Because he's a Kenyan American, not an African American. Out of the constitutional charters, you can't be president of the United States unless you're a citizen. Under the Dred Scott ruling, we are considered 3/5 of a human being. And you can't be considered a citizen of the United States of America unless you're a human being. And that brings us to another thing that has to be taken into consideration. Why aren't African Americans able to bring our issues before the World Tribunal Court? Why has the United Nations made a statement about the abuse of African Americans in civil rights? Why has the United Nations taken a more aggressive and strong stance against the police brutality and the genocidal acts that many African American groups, new African organizations, have brought numerous complaints over and over again? Well, I argue that it is because we're not considered full citizens. We don't have human rights because we're not considered humans under the law, the legal standard. Not that we're not born human, but I'm talking about the legal standard of, because you have citizens, you have civilians, and you have human beings, you have people, and you have nondescript others who are expatriated. There's a I believe there's a strong misconceived notion when looking at things from an objective legal point of view. There's a strong misconception that black is in relation to your ethnicity or color when you're called black. The legal definition of our legal status in the range of human beings, citizens, and civilians, and people that we're expatriated. Abraham Lincoln said, this isn't me being on a diatribe or something like that. Abraham Lincoln said that the only way that African Americans, or the black African slave was his exact words, the only way the black African slave will ever be fully free is if they are repatriated. And that was after the Gettysburg Address. Abraham Lincoln stated that America needed to give the black African slave a means by which to be repatriated and give us our own land, that we may be repatriated to that land and have our own country so that we can have...
This call is from a correctional facility and may be monitored and recorded.
A legal authority and representative. And that is where Liberia comes into the picture. Abraham Lincoln took some
sovereign territory. You have 1 minute left.
Sovereign territory that we had in Africa, that America had in Africa, and named it Liberia, meaning liberation, and established that territory for the black African slave, for us to have a country to call our own. And a lot of African Americans don't know that today either. So when we don't know our legal status, when we don't know our legal history, we can't make strong, fervent, zealous legal claims that the court will be forced to recognize under the standing laws of today. There's a difference between rules and laws. We're going to take a break for station identification and for you to get the phone number to call in if you have...
Thank you for using Securus. Goodbye.
So where Reggie left off is basically the supposed state or colony that was called Liberia being an intricate part in being able to liberate African Americans for it to be the land that we shall call home. I personally don't know anything about it. It's news to me. So when Reggie gets back, he will continue from there.
An offender at the Jefferson City Correctional
Supposedly
Center.
There are multiple factors. Supposedly there are multiple factors that the United States put into practice for the protection and the rights for African Americans, but Reggie will get back into that now as he has joined the call.
Yes. And please call in. Call in to the switchboard at 657-383-1630. We'd love to hear from you and get your comments, your criticisms, even your insults, aspersions, because I'm saying might be learning something from you. Might have something intelligent to say in your vigor. If you disagree, or if you agree, or if you feel like there's something that we're missing, you can either call in or go to the blog. And please click on the donate button and donate a dollar or two to help keep this show going. And also for us to have and generate resources for the African American Trust Fund, because we got some things planned and we got some things we're working on in the background to make some real things happen. This isn't about us just getting on the radio and talking. Dealing with Liberia and our legal rights and our legal status, it's painful to watch and hear about our rights being violated. And it's painful to watch a prison full of black people where we're only 14 or 15% of the population, depending on how many of us have been killed by police officers and gang violence and drug abuse, where drugs have been steadily our community under COINTELPRO, which they have yet to apologize for. We are continuously held in this weakened state. And we are continuously and constantly regarded by the courts in America as less than. And there's a reason for that. It's because the United States of America is firmly established as a corporation. This is not established as a kingdom. This is not established as an empire. America is established under a corporate structure for the purposes of maintaining liberation from land burns and taxes. That's a whole other argument and discussion. But the courts in America respect corporations. And that's why police officers are policy officers. The sheriffs are law enforcement. There's a difference. We look at police officers as law enforcement officers. They're not. They're policy enforcement officers. They work for the corporate structure and the corporate arm of the United States. That's why you always hear them saying, whenever they are acting on behalf of the courts or the government, they say that their job is to protect property.
This call is from a correctional facility and may be monitored and recorded.
So a police officer's responsibility is not towards. They were established also as slave catchers. And it was also established as the Pinkertons, which is to put, their job as the Pinkertons was to put down any uprisings for workers' rights and fight against the unions. That's the history of the establishment of police departments. They're policy officers. They're not law enforcement officers. Sheriff enforcement is law enforcement. Now, moving on. So we as black people, as African-American people, we don't have an embassy. We don't have airplane manufacturer. We don't have too many African-American militias. There's a long list of don't haves to have substantial governmental or economic influence in this country. And this country is 50-50. It's 50% governmental influence and 50% corporate influence. A lot of people don't think about that or consider that fact that Wall Street is 50% of this country's governing power. Wall Street dictates the direction of this country. And that's a governing authority. And in some ways, rightly so. We don't like it because we as African-American people don't have any power or authority over Wall Street or on Wall Street. Through the African-American trust, we can change that. Through focusing on African-American cyclical finance, we can alter and change that. Nobody's going to give us our freedom. When the courts know that there's a substantial economic giant or a substantial funding base behind you when you step in their courtroom, if your name is tied to something more substantial than the United States Constitution, like money. Because right now the United States Constitution is bought and sold. It's bought and sold because dollars are seen as petition signatures. That's the truth. That's why lobbying is legal. That's why it's legal to pay a politician to do your bidding. Because dollars are seen as petitions under the First Amendment of the United States Constitution, right to petition the government. Because a dollar money has the signature of the treasurer on there, and by default or by loophole, the court recognizes, I think it's under Citizens United, that a signature on a dollar or on currency is a petition. But yes, African American people, we need our own money. We need economic juice. We need to buy our freedom. Or our finance system that holds us in oppression. And we need to take this movement outside the realm of the United States government. Everybody in this country is more powerful than the United States government, but African American people. It's the truth. There's no such thing as white people. How can an Iranian be a white person? How can a Russian be a white person? Where do white people come from? Where, are they from London? Because if they're from London, then I mean a Russian or an Iranian could never be white. Or an Indian could never be white. What is it that people from different ethnicities and heritages and backgrounds in wholly different countries can come to America and claim to be white? Because it's not a race. It's a declaration to oppress black people and exploit our resources. That's what the declaration of claiming to be white is. It's a declaration of oppression of black people. So we need to figure out how, and there's nothing else to it. Whiteness is an ideal. It's a philosophy. Because ain't nobody in this country white. Who are white people? Where do white people come from? Because, like I said, an Iranian or somebody from India can claim to be white in America and live prosperously off of their so-called whiteness, quote unquote.
This call is from a correctional facility and may be monitored and recorded.
But to obtain our freedom, we need to take...
You have 1 minute left.
...and establish ourselves in a position where... we can position ourselves where we have an embassy to report to. Now, Liberia, that's the information that I want to put up on the blog site. We're going to work that out because there's more things that we're going to be doing and working towards this full freedom and actualization of our freedom in a with tangible hope. Liberia and Uganda have agreed and are actively working towards African Americans in America having dual citizenship. So all you do is just fill out some paperwork and be more empowered as a citizen of the United States of America than you have been. To have the governmental backing.
Thank you for using Securus. Goodbye.
Okay, so Reggie will be calling back very shortly. Are there any callers on the line? So for my understanding of what happens is that, like he said, the United States government is a corporation. And not only is it a corporation, but it lends or leases or licenses its ability and all of its securities out by other corporations. And by claiming or creating your own corporation, you are...
You are to accept this free call. Press 1 to refuse. Thank you for using Securus. You may start the conversation.
By creating your own corporation, you are inherently making a promise to pay back whatever resources you have back to the Aboriginal people who they are enslaving or are containing as property in this lease agreement as the contract of what the United States government has for themselves as their corporation and what they do. So it's basically a contract, and it's a contract obviously made by the United States government and their party to say, well, we will in exchange for this land that you have and the resources that are on this land and even the capital that we raise from this land, we promise to give it back to you, but they never do because they, in the contract, they write us off as property and you don't have to pay property. So it's just, that's my understanding of that's my understanding of how stuff, that part works. And if we as an entity do not start claiming and removing the proper channels from all of us, the only way to combat it is for a corporation to combat another corporation. That's literally the only way. We cannot do it as just people rallying against the United States government, which is why they have been able to silence and slowly kill off and slowly deteriorate our leaders and all of our interests through their corporate tactics. It's because we don't have a backing behind us, which is a nation that has corporatized itself to combat the United States corporate agenda. So I'll pass it back to Reggie.
And I happen to come upon this conclusion and this understanding of our corporate status as slaves, because I'm an inventor. I've said it in the past. I have 10 inventions that I want to give to the African American Trust Fund, donate to the African American Trust Fund. Five of them have been submitted. All of them are extremely lucrative. That's my, like, multi-billion dollar inventions. I can say that with extreme confidence. But the problem is I'm a black man in America. This country doesn't see me as a legitimate corporate entity. And it's my fault. It's not the government's fault, because the United States government is not going to tell me how to become free. They are not going to empower me to be able to walk down the street with 10 other black men with guns and fatigues. They're not finna do that. They're not finna tell me that if I go get listed as a militia, as long as I'm licensed as a militia, I can go stand on top of buildings and claim to be assisting the government. I can walk around with a gun without getting a criminal record. But they're not gonna tell me that because they're not trying to empower me as a slave so that they can stop making money off of me. That's not going to happen. What they will do is what they've been doing is that what they did to George Washington Carver, what they've done to the sister who invented the airplane at Kitty Hawk. Yeah, it was a black woman that invented the airplane that the Wright brothers stole the design for, took that design and claimed it as their own.
This call is from a correctional facility and may be monitored and recorded.
And tell us that two bicycle engineers invented an airplane. How do you leap from a bicycle to an airplane? But that's another story. If I had an African-American bank, a black bank, a former slave banking system, if there was a corporate entity there to protect my rights, I would be able to submit my invention to this corporate entity with the assurance that they would help me commoditize my invention and bring it to market, prototype from get to go, from rooter to the tool. But I don't have that. If a white person has an invention, the banks will back them a lot quicker than they'll back one of us. But they may not have banks. You got Deutsche Bank. Barclays. You got a lot of major investment corporations or banks out there that they're not African-American banks. We need Black Wall Street back, or something equivalent to Black Wall Street. And there's people working on it. I'm not saying that I just came up with something new. Because next week, we're going to have La Corte on here, who is going to be doing the financial seminar and everything with Destiny of Hope. I don't want to just sit here and sound off. I want us to share ideas, because we're all striving for the same conclusion of full freedom and corporate empowerment of our people, so that people like me can contribute to society at large, to the wholeness of the human experiment called planet Earth. This isn't about Black people against white people. This is about African Americans being liberated from the residue of slavery. Every time I bring up slavery to a white person, right, they always go to the same states. I'm not responsible for what my grandparents did or what my ancestors did. Leave the past in the past and let's move on. Hey, we could move on if you get your foot off my neck and get out of my way. I'm not talking about what you was doing yesterday. I'm talking about what you do to me and my people today. How unfairly the 14th Amendment is implemented, which is why the African-American flag has 14 stripes instead of the 13 stripes that represent the original slave colonies. The 14th Amendment represents equality. And we can't have that equality unless we have somebody against Washington, D.C. We are lightly considered in Washington, D.C. Hate crimes are not enforced. I got attacked and maced for praying. I reported it as a hate crime to the FBI, and they did nothing. They didn't even investigate. They didn't come collect evidence or anything. If I was a rich white kid with rich white parents on the street, and I got maced for praying, it's going to be all over the news. He's going to be fired the next week or the next day, because the governor's constituents and investors that support his campaign, my rich white family will be one of those. So they're not going to do that to me. We don't have that influence within the United States of America. What's up?
We got 2 minutes.
All right, so in close, please go to the blog site, African American, a trust fund blog site, and share whatever comments or information you would like that you have. And please tune in and listen in next week. We're going to continue to generate content as we move forward. I pray that God bless you, guide you, make you stronger tomorrow than you were yesterday. And please tune in again, and we love y'all, and we'll be back next week with my court mate about Destiny of Hope, and hopefully you will enjoy that show, and hopefully you enjoyed the show last week, and you'll continue to enjoy the shows that we continue to generate content. You have anything to add, Anaya?
Nope. Please just go to blog.aatrustfund.org so we can continue the conversation.
Yes. Celebrating, loving the movement. As we walk. And go research. Go research your legal status in America. Don't take my word for it. Don't take Google word for it. Elevate your understanding so that we may become a unified human race upon the earth. and we can remove the foot off our neck and move forward as human beings with dignity and nobility in our conduct and manners. God bless you.